Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
Should have been a pretty easy night. Jeff is dropping Melissa's dog, Toby, off before all hell breaks loose.
I feel bad that I'm going to do this, but I feel like I need to because we've been snowed.
Snowed?
Yeah, all of us.
Is this a Melissa thing?
Yes.
All right.
We have all, she marches around, says, oh, my kidney's hurt.
I never do that.
Yada, 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 dialysis.
Yeah.
Yada, 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 transplant.
Never do that.
Hey, Melissa, you want to go to lunch today? I can't eat.
Yeah.
Hey, Melissa, want to go to the movies tonight? I have dialysis.
Well, hey, I think those are good excuses. Hey. I don't know what's wrong with those reasons.
Yeah. Hey, Melissa, you going to watch TV today? No, I'm resting for my dialysis. So
it's not like we have proof. Like we can look and go, oh yeah, look, one of the kidneys isn't working.
Oh, I've
you're
got
more than you're more than welcome to come to dialysis with me. I tell you, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I've got proof. Bert, I'll need you to on that CD queue up track 39 and stand by with it. I'll need you to fire it for me in just a moment. If you could also bring up my computer over here, I do have some sound effects that'll make the story a little more entertaining.
39 ready to fire, sir. Warp speed 5.
All right. Here's the situation. Melissa had some new carpeting put in her house the other day.
Right.
So she brought Toby over to stay with Jessica and Sasha and I. Toby's her dog for the day. So Toby didn't have to be locked in a closet while the carpet guys did all their work and going crazy. And so last night we gave Melissa a ride down to the Creed concert and in the process returned Toby to her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So we loaded Toby up in the passport. We drove over. We had to pick up Rachel, our new promotions director here at the radio station. So Jessica and Rachel and Toby and I drove over to Melissa's apartment. And then we pop out of the car, and we take Toby upstairs. We knock on the door, and Melissa goes, come on in. I'm just getting ready. And we bring Toby in the house, and she says, this is my apartment. This is, what's your cat's name?
Akima.
This is my cat, Akima. This is, you know, look at this nice patio I have. I'll be ready in 2 seconds. So then she says, okay, I'm ready to go. And Rachel opens the door to the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And she pops the door up and starts to walk down, and Toby runs halfway down the stairs. Now, I freak out because we've watched Toby from Melissa before, and Melissa always says, don't let Toby off the leash because he'll run.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot let Toby off the leash outside.
He's gone.
Because he'll run, and she always maintains that he runs toward the busiest intersection. But she's way in the back of this apartment complex, way in the back. So anyway, so Toby starts to run down the stairs, and I panic. Toby! And Jessica sees Toby. Toby! And Melissa goes, Toby, come here. And Toby comes back upstairs.
Right.
So we're all very impressed. So we continue to file out, not really paying so much to what we now think is obedient Toby.
Right.
And just as we all get outside and Melissa turns around to lock the door, Toby makes a run for it.
Oh, boy.
And he did Puppy Shawshank. He was down
the stairs. He'd been planning it for a while.
Yeah,
down the stairs, front, you know, the doing the run where the back legs almost kick up between the front legs.
Yeah.
You know, and as Melissa said, right toward Roswell Road, which is, I mean, we're way in the back of the complex. And this dog had a mission. There was a urine-soaked leaf somewhere in the front of that apartment complex that he was going to smell, and he was going to smell it at that very moment. So now there's like a look of panic, and we're like, what do we do? And of course, Melissa's, Toby! You know, with anger, and Toby.
The mom voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And using its middle name. Toby Bejesus Carter! So then, all of a sudden, Melissa realizes that she has to drop the facade that she has kidney disease to rescue Toby. So, this is what I remember happening in my hand, but it was such a flash. But Melissa is on the second or third story?
It's one flight of stairs, but it's the second story.
It's the third story.
Right.
So she's on the third story. She did a backflip off the patio, spun twice in the air, landed on the ground.
Jeff could have sworn he heard.
And in three quick strides, made it the 100 yards to her car. You know, like doing the run that they do in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. step, hits her car, slides across the hood, a la Bo and Luke Duke, slides into the car. And I, in her Honda Accord, spun the tires out.
Nice!
And left. Jessica's upstairs making sure the cat doesn't go out. Rachel and I have both come downstairs, and I'm looking at Rachel going, what's etiquette here? What do I do? Do I follow in my car? Do we try to run the other direction and intercept? What's supposed to happen here? Jessica's up on the stairs going, I think this is my fault! Somehow this is my fault. And I kid you not, when... Not 10 seconds later, around the corner of the, what do you call it, apartment complex, comes... Melissa Carter with Toby in the car.
Oh, no.
You don't have any kitty problems.
Melissa!
Never meaning no harm.
She was her Accord became the General Lee for a minute.
Oh, my God.
She jumped over a train. She drove by a box marked TNT and kicked it into the river. And she got Toby back. The whole episode was 90 seconds long, but I have never not only seen a friend of mine, but a human on Earth move as fast as Melissa Carter did that.
There's no kitty problem.
And then at the very end, you just heard a voice go, I reckon Toby knew just what he was getting into.
You're on The Burt Show.